Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, I Don't Want Any More Patients, Already in Progress.
It's amazing that people won't just do what God says. So whenever I had this great test, now I consider that my greatest test in life, of losing my wife, my daughter, and almost my granddaughter, and another little girl like a granddaughter, all at one time in the same morning. And so when I finally got the word about 1 o'clock that my wife and daughter was dead, that my granddaughter was critically ill, and the little girl that was with her was critically ill, the very first thing I did, I stepped out from behind the pulpit where I was at down in Hearst teaching a healing school, and I got down on my knees and I worshiped and praised the Lord for about 15 or 20 minutes. I said, Lord, it sure did work good for Job. Job lost how many children? All 10 at one time. How much of his empire did he lose? All of it at one time. Lost all of his children, everything. The only thing he had left was a nagging wife. I mean, you know, that's true. She was telling him, just curse God and die. He said, woman, can we not receive good from God as well as evil? You know, so God's doing something here. He didn't know what, but he knew God was doing something. So he worshiped and praised the Lord the same way. And through his test, he had to go through that whole long test. And because he passed the test, finally, it took a while. It wasn't easy. But because he finally passed the test, God gave him back 10 beautiful children and gave him back double of all the wealth that he had. Double. Didn't just give him back the same he had. He gave him double. Now then, because he got all of that and he was so blessed, I thought, you know, if God is no respecter of persons, if I get down and get mad and start fussing at God and say, God, look at me, I'm one of your sons, I'm a teacher, I'm a preacher of the word, and here I am on Saturday, I could be down here, I'm teaching this Bible study stuff, I could have been out there doing something else and having fun, God, but I wasn't, I was serving you, and now you take away my whole family. Have you seen people get upset with God about that?
Yeah.
Sure, but I realize he's God, and he knows best. And I don't know what he's doing, but I do know now I can look back 15 years later and I can think of the people that has listened to the teaching. In fact, there was a lady just a few minutes ago when I was back there in the back. She came up to me and she said, Pastor, I want you to know the anointing that was on that teaching that I listened to healed my sciatic nerve and it's still healed. I thought, wow, isn't that wonderful? Just listening to one of the teaching. Well, what is it that heals all of us? Listening to the teaching of God's word, right?
Yeah, that's right.
God sent his word and healed us. Is that right?
Yeah.
So if God sent his word and healed us, it's the word of God. And all we got to do is get in the word and listen to it and study it and do what he says. Because he said, if we'll just let patience have her perfect work, you may be perfect and entire or complete, wanting nothing. I'd like to be able to live there all the time. Cheryl and I pretty well do live there all the time. We're not far from that. We really enjoy living. Yeah, there's times that we have our little scuffles, but not too many. And not anything really serious. You know, at the time, we may think it's serious. You know, you might think, like this lady I started to tell you about a while ago, I never did finish. She was having trouble with her husband. And I told her, I said, well, you know, you don't want to divorce him. Because, you know, God hates divorce. And I said, if you did divorce him, the day would probably come when you'd get married again. And she, right out of her mouth, she said, if I ever get rid of this one, there won't never be another one. Do you reckon she's a little upset with her husband? Yeah. Yeah. Now, who knows, 2 or 3 weeks later, I may run into this lady and I'll say, how are you and your husband getting along? Oh, he's the sweetest thing. I've seen that. Have y'all seen that? Be so mad one day you could kill him. Pray, Lord, kill him. And don't wait too long to do it, Lord. Just get him. send a warring angel and kill him, cut his legs off, you know, but cut his head off. But Lord, do something, kill this man. And you say, Lord, what do you want me to do with this man you give me? And you know what the Lord would tell you?
Love him.
He'll love him. That's exactly right. That's what he would tell you, love him. Oh, well. Verse 5. Let's go to verse 5 and see what it says. Then he says, if any of you lack wisdom. Now, who would that include? That's all of us. You know, I mean, every day of your life, everything you do, you lack wisdom. You need God's wisdom in everything you do every day. I mean, I probably use this verse more than any other verse in the Word. Lord, thank you for giving me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. First of all, from reading the Word. In fact, we had a little girl come here from Canada here a couple, 3 or 4 years ago, and she wanted to spend the summer with us and work in the ministry and just donate her time. And so we told her, okay. We knew her mother and dad, and they were pastors. And so she came down, and I asked her after she got here, I said, have you memorized any scripture? She was about, I don't know how old she was, 18, 20 years old, somewhere along there, about 18. I said, honey, have you memorized any scripture? She said, yes, sir, I memorized the entire book of Romans. Wow. Anybody else in here ever memorized the entire book of Romans? Wow. I told her, I said, wow, if you memorize. Now, how many times do you think she had to read the book of Romans to memorize the entire book of Romans? Man, I mean, thousands of times, right? Or at least I know I'd have to, you know. So anyway, I said, wow, you must really have law and grace down pat. She said, what? I said, law and grace. She said, what are you talking about? I said, you memorized the book of Romans and you don't know what law and grace is about? She says, no. I said, wow. I said, I tell you what I want you to do. Did this say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God? I told her, I said, honey, the scripture clearly says that we need to pray over the word before we even read it, much less memorize it. So I said, did you ever do that? She says, no. I just started memorizing. I said, okay. I said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go out there in the swing every afternoon when you get through working. I want you to sit down with the Bible. I want you to open it to the book of Romans. And then I want you to say, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to give me revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the book of Romans. The true meaning of the book of Romans. Well, see, the scripture says, no scripture is a private interpretation, but only as revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. So I said, I want you to ask God, every time you sit down there to read a chapter, I want you to ask God to give you wisdom, give you knowledge, give you revelation, give you understanding of His Word, and then thank Him for doing it. Does the scripture say do everything in prayer with thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes. So you want to do everything God's way. And so she started doing that. She'd read, she'd sit down and she'd study, or sit down and ask the Lord to give her the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that she needed for the scripture. And then I said, read a chapter. And then I said, pray over it again, read it again. And pray over it again, read it again. And I said, and you may be amazed every time you read it. There may be something new jump off the page at you. But I said, He will give you revelation and wisdom, because He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally. In other words, when you ask God for wisdom, does He ever say no? No, He never does. I mean, He never does say no, according to the scripture. And the scripture can't be wrong. It's right. And he upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. So anyway, I told her, I said, I want you to ask the Lord that. And then I want you to start quoting that chapter. And then I want you to read it 2 or 3 times. Pray over it every time you read it. Pray over it. And so, I don't know, a week or two or whatever, 3 went by. Probably only a couple weeks. Every day I see her out there in the swing with her Bible. So after a few weeks, I went out there and I said, well, honey, I said, have you been doing what I told you to do? She said, yes, sir, I have. I've been praying over the Bible and reading it. I said, and what do you think? She said, it's like I have never read the book of Romans. Like I've never read it. It's like a brand new book to me. But at one time, this little 18-year-old girl had the entire book of Romans committed to memory. You would think if you had it committed to memory, you would know everything about it, wouldn't you? And then I come along and ask her about law and grace, and she don't even know what I'm talking about. Man, the book of Romans is all about law and grace. It covers it in detail, in depth. In fact, I don't think anybody understands the fullness of law and grace if you don't really know the book of Romans. That's where it's exposed better in the book of Romans than anywhere else in the Bible. But the Lord says, if any of you, that includes every one of us, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, and give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. Now then, let's go to the next verse. But let him ask in faith. Now this is a very, very important verse. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. This principle that's laid out right here in the book of James is good for everywhere in the Bible. Anywhere you pray, anything you ask God for, you have to believe it's done with no doubt in your heart. With no doubt in your heart. Because he says, let him ask in faith. Now then, if you're asking for wisdom, you must ask in faith. Now then, if I come along and I see you praying and say, Lord, give me wisdom to know how to live today. And I see you doing that. And I ask you, do you believe you received your wisdom? And if somebody says, well, I hope so. Did they really believe it? No, they didn't believe it. But see, that's what happens to us in our healing. We come to God, and because something doesn't work like we think it should right now, you know, so you got a pain in your foot or whatever, or your head or your arm or whatever, and you pray and ask God to take care of it, you remit your sins, and maybe 30 minutes later or an hour later, the pain is still there just like it was. It hadn't changed yet at all. And so I come along and I said, well, we prayed for you an hour ago. I says, is your pain gone? No, it's still just as bad as it ever was. I guess God's not going to hear my prayer today. You didn't believe. You know, if you say, yes, my pain may still be there, but we prayed, it's done. It's got to go away. It cannot not go away. Because it's written in God's Word.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, I Don't Want Any More Patience, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministry teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.